National Health Service.
You mentioned that your GP no longer holds a diabetic clinic. Have there been any other changes like that?
No, not really. I've always been looked after awfully well here. I've been a little bit favoured in a sense, because the chap who used to run the thing was a man called Robert Turner, who was a big man in diabetes, and purely by chance I taught him, not medicine. And so when he went, I was transferred to one of his colleagues, another professor. So I've been awfully lucky, really, in that. But it's because I've got to know them. And been on various things, a huge charity committee where we raised, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of pounds for the move from one hospital here to the other. And I was on that and managed to tap the right people for a bit of money. So perhaps I've been more favoured than I ought to have been. But my, as I say, in general, my treatment, the hands of all these great and good people, has been nothing but admirable.
Apart from the consultants, have you had much to do with nurses?
Not much, no. I haven't. I see the nurses when I have to go about 3 weeks before any appointment with the consultants to take the blood. You know, three or four things they want to look at, and I don't know what they're doing: the cholesterol and blood sugar and hemoglobin and liver, whatever it is. That's the only time I see them. Of the diabetic nurses. And as I say, and I'm very sorry about it, but I've not been very kind to some of the dietitians. But at least I can spell dietitian now, which is more than some hospitals can.